nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
Who wants to answer some questions? Maybe you are, what's the name again?
Saman,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you start by answering the first question? Why is VTVT tunneling important for hot carrier but not for on-state hot carrier degradation?
I think it was in the off-state
the off-state is dominant, but why? What happens in on-state to reduce band-to-band tunneling? No, not the drain. In the off-state, you are on-state, you are increasing the gate voltage. So gate to drain voltage, that drop is smaller. And so the tunneling, as you know, is exponentially sensitive, right, to the field. So therefore, there will be far fewer band-to-band tunneling. What type of bond dissociation dominate DMOS degradation provide two supporting? You wish to answer?
SIO.
And what?
No relaxation.
No relaxation is an important indicator. What else?
The other was the slope.
The slope being?
Very high at the beginning.
Very high, much higher than 0.5 or so. You see, the relaxation, silicon hydrogen also doesn't have too much of a relaxation. If you did the homework, you know that this is, it will not relax more than 10%. Right? Remember that genie out of the bottle thing? That if you have a point source, things getting out, very difficult to relax to the point source again. So relaxation by itself is not the final component. The high exponent generally is. Will the universality of occur? I've answered this question. So presumably you will answer that they will not be, this will not hold. The scaling will not hold. So you have to be in one or the other regime. But the trick is that then you bias the device where you, it's primarily silicon oxygen, get that exponent, then get in the mixed mode region, because in the transition regions are also very important. And, but you already have extracted the voltage acceleration, then you deconvolve. If you deconvolve, then it will work fine. So you have to deconvolve the, when things are in mixed mode. What about this? Do you expect NBTI to be described by universal voltage and scaling? I bought it, describe it in terms of hot carrier.
Yes, we expect it to be universal, but when there is fault trapping, then we need to decompose those effects. So if we get two different results, which can be related to NBTI and fault trapping separately, then you could use...
That's very good. Yes, exactly. And this is, in the literature, there's a lot of generally confusion, because in the early phase, people do one degradation, they try to get a theory of it. You need to deconvolve components and then do their theory. You cannot do a theory of a mixed bag, right? So this is the part which is very important. Separate the components, do the theory, and then put them back together. And the final one, theory agnostic. What does it mean, theory agnostic? What the word theory agnostic mean? Hey, what is the meaning of the word agnostic?
Not sure.
Not sure? You cannot answer if you are not sure.
No, I am meaning that agnostic means... not sure.
Oh, no, yeah, right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm assuming that whether it will be or not, I'm not sure.
Right. So theory agnostic means that you may have different theory for a given phenomena, but it doesn't matter. I mean, whether when the elliptical orbit, let's say, of Earth around Sun, regardless of Newton is correct or the XYZ is correct, or it doesn't matter. The shape that is elliptic is independent of theory, right? So this is what theory agnostic means, that therefore, once you have established it, all nice theorists has to come to the same conclusion if they have to really validate their theory, right? So this is what I meant, that therefore, once you can demonstrate it, once you find the law, then it turns out to be more powerful, because you don't have to rely on exact physics of the problem, right? Okay, so today we end here, and then the one final lecture is on temperature dependence of hot carrier degradation, and then we'll move on to high precision measurements. Okay.